Nanda Bhavan. There's a beautiful bathing place that Nanda Maharaj used to bring Lord Krishna and Balaram to called Pavan Sarovar. And Mother Yashoda would personally come here with her maidservants to take her bath. This is called Yashoda Kund. The exalted position of Srimati Yashoda Devi is worshipable by all creation, because the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is unattainable by any other means but pure devotion, the Supreme Source of Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, even the source of Narayan and all avatars, is acting like a helpless little child in the arms of his mother. She would feed them the milk from her breast. She would protect him, kiss him, sleep with him. Her parental affection is supreme, without a trace of any conception of Krishna's supreme greatness. Her infinite love for him was in the mood of a mother's love for the most beautiful and the most lovable, attractive child. So let us here bow down at the lotus feet of Mother Yashoda and at Yashoda Kund, which was her dearmost and favorite place for taking bath. And why Yashoda Mai would take bath? Whatever she did was only so that she could better give pleasure to Lord Sri Krishna. That is the motivation why we bathe, why we eat, why we sleep, why we respond to natural functions. Even the most simple of our daily activities, we should be conscious that it is all done for facilitating our better serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Cleanliness is next to godliness. This body is a temple that we want to worship the Lord. So we want to keep it very clean so that Krishna can accept our services in a more pleasing way. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj are supreme most exalted. Vasudeva and Devaki, although they were Krishna's mother and father, still they conceived Krishna's greatness. They understood that he was the Supreme Godhead. But Yashoda and Nanda, their Vatsalya Ras, their affection, was so far deeper than Devaki Nandan. That deepness of their love completely covered, eclipsed the conception that Krishna is God. And in this way, Krishna reciprocated the sweetest, most lovable pastimes with them. So let us bow at the feet of Yashoda Mai and this sacred place of Yashoda Kund.